Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Perrin. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Perrin Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Perrin.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club as we start off the new year. We've been talking about plants today, because I know a lot of you are going to be stuck in the house for the next 3 months. You don't ski, you don't snowboard. The kids are all grown up. If it's cold out and snowy, you want to sit in and relax. Why not have some good plants that you can really enjoy? And we've been talking about that. So, but I think we should switch gears a little bit and tell you about some of the insects that could be on these plants so that you'll know what to look for and you'll know how to control the, if you do get a problem. Okay? So we'll take a little bit of time. We'll talk about that. Then we're going to give you some ideas of some great gardening books that you can read while you're listening to the show. So let's start with the plants. Now, the number one insect is called an aphid. And an aphid is a type of an insect that's found outside as well as in. And it's always, and I mean always, found on the very tip of the plant. So on the top of the branches, not at the bottom, not underneath the leaves, but on the very tip of your branches, where the new growth is where you will find aphids. And you'll find them on flower buds. And if you've ever grown roses, and you've gone out into the rose garden, and you've seen these black or brown bugs all over the buds of your roses, those are aphids. Well, they're on house plants too. And especially flowering plants. They like the tender new growth. They suck. They don't chew. They suck. So instead of teeth, they have like a mosquito, a hypodermic needle type thing. They land on the plant. They stick it into the flower bud, or the leaf, or the stem, and they inject. That needle that they have has two tubes in it. One tube injects into the plant a thinning agent that makes the sap thinner. The other tube pulls up the mixture of the nice juices of the plant, the energy of the plant, with the thinning agent. And it sucks the plant and will eventually kill it if it's not controlled. And it can be easily controlled without using chemicals. And one of the best products on the market is either all season oil made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, or Summit all season oil. And you can find either or at your local nursery or garden center, no matter what time of the year. And the reason that I want you to use an all season oil is your houseplants right now, all your windows are shut. So if you buy a can of indoor plant spray to kill insects, the chemical that's being used to kill the bug, you're spraying it in your house, too. On the plant to kill the bug, yeah, but it's also blowing around your plant, and it's working its way into your home. And eventually, you're going to breathe it. Not a good thing. So, I use all-season oil. You buy it as a concentrate. You mix a teaspoon or a tablespoon, follow the recommendations, with water. Put it in a mister bottle and spray the foliage or wherever the insect is. And the way that it works is really kind of neat. You spray it on the bug and it plugs up all of the pores in the skin of the insect. If it's the adult, it will suffocate it like James Bond on Goldfinger. At the end of the movie, remember the girl? They painted her gold, and she died because she couldn't breathe through her pores of her skin. These oils do the same thing. But, like a lot of other things, this kills the adult, the young, and if you get it on the eggs, it will coat the egg, and the eggs can't breathe, and they'll never hatch. So you're killing three generations at the same time. How can you beat that? The only thing I want you to do is put some newspaper down, spray the underside of the plant first, and then spray the top of the plant. Let it air dry, and then put it back. You don't want to get the oil on your wallpaper, on your curtains, on your couch. So put it in the middle of the floor, put out some newspaper, have somebody hold the plant and spray the underside of the foliage, and then spray the top. Let it air dry, put it back in its place, check it a couple weeks later in case you missed some, and then you can spot treat as needed. So it's a good product, and it will knock out aphids like you're bowling. Not down the gutter. Right down the center. The next insect that you don't see too much inside the house is called white fly. And it's only on a few plants. And you would notice it because when you touch the plant, these little tiny white flies would come off the plant and fly around. And you'd say, "What's that?" Well, it's white fly. And it's like the aphid. It sucks. But it flies a lot further than the aphid does. So it can spread from room to room. And the all-season oil will take care of that. Turn the plant upside down. Spray the underside. Because the white fly lays its eggs on the underside of the leaf. And you want to get those eggs. So that you don't kill all the adults and 2 weeks later, the eggs hatch and you get the same problem all over again. Now another bug. It's called mealy bug. And it looks like cotton. It looks like you pull some cotton off your Q-tip and threw it on your plant. And it's found in the crotch, where the leaf is attached to the stem, or underneath the leaf, or on the stem itself. But it looks like little pieces of Q-tip. And if you squeeze it, the bug is covered with strands of cotton, like camouflage. Plant's green, cotton's white, not very good camouflage. So, what you can do is this. If you see that you've got mealy bugs, take a damp cloth, warm water, a little bit of Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with, wash these clumps of cotton off your plant. And you'll remove the adult the young and the eggs are all mixed in together in this mass of cottony fibers. They're really waxy. So you clean up your plant that way. Check it. If the problem persists, then use the all-season oil from Bonide or Summit, and it will take care of the problem. But mealybug, they're sucking, they're laying eggs, and the warmer your house, the faster they're going to multiply. So just be aware of it, and don't let them build up. And normally, a good washing with a soft cloth, warm water, and some soap will take them all off, and the problem is gone. Now, a little bit harder. An insect called scale. And scale looks like a turtle. And it's on your plant. And it is having a ball. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about scale and how to handle it. It's easy. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning. We have been talking about house plants of all types. And right now we're spending a little bit of time. I want you to be aware of how these insects that could attack your plants, what they look like, how to control them, and where to find them. And I think if you know that, you can stay ahead and never have a problem with insects on your plants again. Now, we're just talking about scale. And scale is like a turtle. It has a shell. And it will attach itself to the plant. And when it does, all of the insect's legs fall off. They don't need them anymore. So they all fall off. The shell seals itself nice and tight on the plant. And it starts to suck energy out of that plant. It will also lay eggs underneath the shell, yellow. When the eggs are hatched, the young get big enough to move on and to live on their own. They crawl out from underneath the shell where mom protected them. And they may walk maybe an eighth of an inch, a half an inch. They find a nice place. They attach themselves. The legs fall. And they start sucking. Now, the problem with this insect is this. If you have it on a big plant or a small plant, and the weather gets hot, the juices inside the plant will thin. And they'll get soupy or watery. And the insect is sucking really hard to get energy out of that plant. And when it thins out with the heat, and it's sucking really hard, the fluids come into the insect's mouth real fast, and it's like it's gasping, and it will spit out the extra energy. And it's pure sugar. It's like maple syrup right from the tree. Really sugary. It will fall on the leaf. It will stick. And because it's pure sugar, a black fungus will grow on it called sooty mold, because it looks like soot. And that leaf could turn black. If it was just the leaf, it wouldn't be a problem because you can wash it off. But if you let it get ahead of you and you have a hardwood floor, the scale will drop that juice. It's called honeydew. The honeydew will fall on the hardwood floor, stick to it. The black mold, the sooty mold, will come, stop to live off the sugar, and it'll take the varnish off your floor in spots. What a mess. If you get a carpet, it will change the color of the carpet and stain it, and it will turn it black. So look for these bumps, and the bumps are found on the stem. Wash them off like we talked about with the mealybug, and then spray with the all-season oil. You'll be in good shape. Now, a couple more. Red spider. And this guy's easy to see because he moves so fast. The insect, if you took a ballpoint pen and you tapped a piece of paper, that little dot that it makes, that's how big it is. So you're not readily going to see it. But it makes a webbing. And it looks like a spider web on the plant. English ivy gets it regularly. And a few other plants. But if you see webbing, you've got spider mite. And this guy you don't want to mess with. Wash it. Clean it. Use the oil. And that will take care of the spider mite. Because they will multiply with the heat. The hotter it is, the faster they multiply, and the quicker they'll kill your plant. Just be aware. Look for webbing.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we have been talking about houseplants, and now I'm telling you a little bit about the different insects that you could have living on your plants. So, you know, listen in. Listen to what I'm trying to explain to you, and that way you can beat them to the punch. Up until 5 years ago, a lot of us did not have a problem with this particular guy. It's called a fungus gnat. And the fungus gnat is a little black fly. Ever leave bananas on your kitchen countertop? And you go to grab a banana, or if it's been in there for a week, and these little black flies come off the banana? Well, that's what the fungus gnat looks like. It lives in the soil, and the more organic matter in the soil, the better it loves it. So you do your best to create the best soil for your plant, and you're encouraging the fungus gnats to live there. And the way that you would see them is when you water. You flood the pot with water, and all of a sudden all these little black flies come out of the pot. And you went, "What is this?" Well, up until, it's probably 10 years now, we used to have a product called Diaznon. And Diaznon is gone. And that was the only product that killed the fungus gnat. This year, I was at a trade show. and I was talking with various companies, and there's a lot of products that will kill fungus gnat, but there's one that's the king. And it's an unlikely insecticide, but it's organic. The name of the product is called Mosquito Bits, B-I-T-S. It's made by Summit Lawn and Garden. And mosquito bits are put in like bird baths in fish ponds. If you have a water barrel attached to the downspout from your gutter, if you have any type of container that holds water, mosquitoes will breed in it. Well, you take these mosquito bits, you add it to your water, and it's a way to kill the mosquitoes organically. It is something called a BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, and it's a disease that kills mosquitoes and other things. And BT has been around for a long time, many different strains of it, and it was first used to kill caterpillars. And I'm telling you, if you've got caterpillars and you take BT, totally organic, if a bird eats a caterpillar after he's eaten the BT, the bird is not hurt. It only kills the caterpillar. Well, this mosquito BT, called mosquito bits, you sprinkle some of it in your pot. You water it in, and it will kill every fungus gnat in there. And the reason you want to kill the fungus gnats is they are attacking the root system of your plant. And they're mating, and they're laying eggs in the soil, and they fly. So they'll go from one room to the other, one plant to the other, from a floor plant to a hanging plant to a one on your window shelf, and they don't care. They love a rich soil. And that's what we strive for, is to make the best soil available. So go to your garden center, feed and grain store, and ask for mosquito bits. Now, if you're going to be eating some of your plants, so let's say you have herbs, or you decide, I'm going to grow some lettuce, and I'm going to grow some peas during the winter. And I've done that. I grew peas in a window box when I was in college. They tasted good, I'll tell you. And we grew herbs, chives, rosemary, thyme, all that stuff on the windowsill. If you get bugs, use the all-season oil. That will take care of it. On your other house plants that you're not going to eat, if you've had problems in the past, like hibiscus, for example, you get aphids, buy a product called Systemic Granules. And again, nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores, they sell Systemic Granules. And this is a chemical in a granular form. You shake it on your soil in the pot, water it in, it penetrates, the roots will absorb it, and it will kill the bugs that suck on the plant. So I like the Systemic Granules better than an aerosol, which sends out the fumes and the gases. Okay, so use Systemic Granules, you're not breathing it, you're not smelling it. Use all season oil, it's organic. And use mosquito bits if you have fungus gnats. If you have herbs, vegetables, use the oil. And then all you do is, when you get ready to harvest, rinse them under warm water and the all-season oil from Bonide or Summit will wash right off. The sun will break it down within a 10-day period. So you may not even have to wash it, but I always do if I've sprayed an oil on a plant. Try that, and you'll have a much easier time to grow herbs and some fun vegetables. Lettuce on the windowsill is a lot of fun. Early in the year, if some of your garden centers get in the little bags of onion sets, buy a bag or two. Bring them home. Plant them bulb to bulb almost, or maybe like a half an inch apart, in a pot. Grow them on your windowsill, and you'll have the best tasting scallions or scallions that you've ever had in the middle of winter. Spinach. You can grow that on your windowsill in the middle of winter. Kale. So, you know, some of your early crops that do well with cold temperatures on your windowsill, they'll do very, very well. Now, if you've got cactus, that's a whole different animal. Cactus is the plant that needs to go dormant during the winter. So if you had a cactus outside, it would be getting rained on. You'd be watering it if it was inside on a regular basis. But during the winter, if you have cactus, I'm not saying Christmas cactus now, but the true cactus, water them once a month. Lots of sun, lots of heat. They need to go dormant. They cannot grow 24/7. So no food from September until April. None. Water once a month. They'll stay dormant. When you get to April, give them a good shot of fertilizer. They'll start to come back to life. And they'll do very, very well for you. So these are just a few of the things that you should know about your plants, how to care for them. Never let a plant sit in a saucer full of water. The roots are going to rot. When you buy a plant, if it comes in a tin foil wrapping over the pot, or in a plastic pot cover, when it's time to water, take it out of the pot cover, out of the tin foil, put it in the sink, give it a good drink, let it drain, and then put it back in the pot cover. But if you water in the pot cover, and you end up with a half an inch or an inch of water, and that root system is sitting in it, it forces all the air out of the pot, out of the soil, and the roots will start to turn brown, black, and the plant's going to die. The other thing is, when you water, water with warm water, never cold. So don't just put your watering can, turn on the faucet, ice cold water, and then water your plants. You're going to chill them, and that's going to make them drop foliage. And you don't want that to happen. You've worked so hard, you don't want that to happen. So warm water is best. Now, fertilizer. During the winter, half the rate of the growing season. So during the year, if your plants are out on your deck, your porch, your patio, you're doing it every couple of weeks. During the winter, it's once a month. No more than that. Okay? Because you want the plant to relax a little bit. It's worked hard. Your days are not as long. The intensity of the sun is not as bright. And if you overfeed your plants, you're going to stimulate that growth on your plant. And what's going to happen is it's going to stretch for the light. They'll get leggy. They're going to flip over. The branches will be floppy. You'll have no rigid stems. And your plants won't look as good. So, once a month, that's all you need. Water as needed. Don't say, oh, Paul's on the radio. It's time to water all my plants. It's time to check all your plants. So go from plant to plant. Take your index finger. Push it in the soil. If it's moist, leave it alone. You're better off on the dry side. The number one killer of plants is too much water. We get so involved, we give them too much. We want everything good, but we overdo it. We all do it, right? I've killed more plants than all of you together. That's how I got my experience and my knowledge. So, do as I say, not as I do. Go easy on the water and the food.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've had a busy morning talking about hanging plants, flowering plants, floor plants, the bugs that attack all of our plants and how to control them, some of the products to use to control these insects. But I want you to try something this winter. Your kids will probably have a vacation in February. And what I want you to do when they go on vacation, If you're going to be home, because not every year is good. Some years we have no snow. They can't go skiing or sliding or tobogganing or skating. And they're stuck in the house. I want you to buy a fresh pineapple. And I want you to buy the pineapple with the best looking leaves on the plant. Bring it home. Put them on the table and tell the kids, tomorrow it's going to rain all day or it's going to be a lot of snow. We're going to plant a pineapple. And they're going to say, Mom, you're crazy. That's what you're going to do. You're going to lay the pineapple on its side and take a good sharp knife and where the foliage, the stem of the foliage, comes out of the top of the pineapple, I want you to push the knife back 1 inch so you're cutting into the pineapple. So what you're going to end up with is 1 inch of pineapple meat and the foliage. Stand up the pineapple, and then you can cut that up for the kids later. Take all of the pineapple meat away from that stem. And then what I want you to do is to pull the lower leaves off the stem of the pineapple foliage. And every time you pull a leaf off, you're going to see a little bump. And that bump is the beginning of a root. And it's in a whorl. So you're going to remove about maybe an inch and a half of leaves from the bottom now, not from the top, from the bottom, and you should end up with about a dozen little bumps. Get a good pot, about 6-7 inches in diameter, with some fresh soil. Take that pineapple, jam it right in the middle of the pot, and give it a good drink. Keep it in a sunny window, water as necessary. The roots will come out of that stem. It's going to start to grow. And you're going to let it grow for a year. Nothing but leaves. After a year, you're going to take that pineapple, you're going to put it in a clear plastic bag, like a dry cleaning bag. Okay? So tie a knot in one end, put the pineapple plant, pot and all in it. Then you're going to buy an apple. You're going to take that apple and you're going to bang it on the side of your counter until it's totally bruised, all dented, soft. You're going to cut it in half, put the two pieces of the apple in the plastic bag, tie a knot in the top, and as that apple has been bruised and really beaten up, as it begins to break down and rot, it's going to produce ethylene gas. Ethylene gas will be absorbed into the foliage of your pineapple. Ethylene gas will force your pineapple plant to make a little pineapple in the center. So you keep the two rotten apples pieces in the plastic bag in a brightly lit window, not direct sun, for about 10 days. After 10 days, untie the knot, take out the pineapple plant, throw everything else away, leave it there, and within a 3-month period, a stem will come out, and there'll be a baby pineapple right on the top of it. How about that? Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the New Year's, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week, and Tom, thanks for all your help today. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.